USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As House Democrats open an official impeachment inquiry into President Trump, the Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes the upper chamber would have no choice but to hold an impeachment trial if the House continues to move in that direction. McConnell telling CNBC that the rules on impeachment are crystal clear. Vermont Senator and White House hopeful Democrat Bernie Sanders says he supports the impeachment inquiry, but he says he's afraid it will draw all of the lawmakers' attention for some time when there's other work to be done.
If we have a president who is corrupt, who has violated the law, who has violated his oath of office and the Constitution of the United States, he has to be impeached. But that doesn't mean that Congress should ignore the needs of working families all over this country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Nemu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you
need. Yay! Nemu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Nemu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
An escalation of tension and violence in the streets of Hong Kong. That's police firing tear gas after news comes that a protester there has been shot in the chest with a live round by police. Until now, police had only been using measures like rubber bullets and water cannons on those pro-democracy demonstrators. The protests are coming after yesterday China had a holiday celebrating 70 years of communist rule. Jurors in Dallas will continue deliberations today in the trial of a former cop charged with murder. Amber Geiger admits to shooting her unarmed neighbor when she walked into his apartment last year, saying she thought it was her own apartment and that he was an intruder. She could get life in prison if convicted. Today is the second anniversary of the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history when a gunman opened fire from a hotel room in Vegas and killed 58 people. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg are reporting big fundraising totals for the third quarter. Sanders saying he pulled in $25.3 million from July through September. Mayor Pete reports raising more than $19.1 million during that third quarter. The president's assistant for trade and manufacturing policy, Peter Navarro, says the administration's not getting enough attention or credit for recent trade deal successes.
In New York, President Trump signed an historic trade deal with Japan. Across the pond in Geneva, Switzerland, I led a White House delegation. We were able to get the most sweeping reform of an international organization in our history. And it was crickets in the media, despite the fact that those two deals alone, those two Trumpian victories, will generate billions of dollars for farmers, ranchers, workers, manufacturers, and really create thousands of jobs.
And Google is working on a safety app that would detect car crashes and call 911. After determining if there was a crash, the phone would sound an alarm, and if there's no response, it would call 911 with its location. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.